Welcome to According to Star, the Blog Turn Podcast, where you'll get all the real things according to Star. I am your lovely host, Star. So I know you guys have been with me listening to previous episodes. Things have changed a little bit. I'm definitely planning to restructure. Now this is a solo project. There's no longer a co-host, so please bear with me as I add new things, fresh things, revamp some segments, and try to make it, you know, as a least painful transition, if I can say that. Definitely want to still give you guys great content and still keep it fresh. You're not just listening to me run my mouth all the time. So I'll definitely be doing new things, trying to switch it up. So I'll have a guest host every now and then, and we'll see how that goes. I'm sure it's going to be great. So let's get into it.
The tea is exceptionally good today. Who made this? Mm-hmm. Very delicious.
All right. Gather around, guys, where we talk about pop culture, some celebrity gossip, some real life news things. Just what's happening, what's trending, what's going on. So I'm going to start off with the bad news because I generally don't like to end with the good news. Oh, I'm sorry, with the bad news. I like to start it off a little sad, then pick it up at the end. So I'm going to start off with a Colorado man. He actually killed a 19-year-old girl. He claims that she hired him on Craigslist to be her hitman. And yes, you heard that correctly. She hired him to kill her, allegedly. So I got this from scrolling through Baller Alert. It was blogged by at Raquel Harris TV. So a Colorado man says the reason he shot and killed 19-year-old Natalie Bollinger was because she allegedly told him to. Joseph Lopez, 22, claims he was searching through Craigslist ads and came across Bollinger's that read, "I want to put a hit on myself." Lopez, who at the time says he was pretending to be a hitman, claims their planning started on December 28, 2017. Lopez allegedly picked Bollinger up from her apartment to discuss payment, according to the affidavit. That's when he says she gave him the gun and that she wanted him to kill her with. However, days after receiving a protection order against a man who was allegedly stalking her, Bollinger was reported missing. So on December 29, 2017, police found Bollinger's dead body in a wooded area on the side of the road. Autopsy showed that her body, that she was killed by a single gunshot wound to the head and had potentially lethal level of heroin during the time of her death. So detectives also got her phone and they did find over 100 text messages between Bollinger and Lopez that they had sent the night that she went missing. So Lopez is definitely a sole suspect in the murder and was arrested and charged with first degree murder. So I think he's probably the person who was stalking her and she got the restraining order against, and then he made up that cockamamie story that she put a Craigslist ad out to put a hit on herself. That just doesn't make any sense. So definitely rest in peace to the victim. It's definitely a crazy world out here. Be careful. Stalkers are real. Watch your back. Change up your routine. Don't do the same thing. Don't be predictable. Just really got to watch your back out here. Get your weapons license so that you are ready. Get some pepper spray, brass knuckles, whatever you need to defend yourself. You definitely got to watch your back out here. People are definitely creeps, especially with the world of social media. People post their locations. People just have to share where they are all the time. I'm guilty of it. Everybody's guilty of it. Just be conscious of that because there's creeps in this world who are lonely and don't have anything better to do. And you keep posting your location, they're going to pop up while you're in the parking lot, possibly by yourself, you know, getting in your car, follow you home. Things happen. Like, you just really, really got to be careful. So enough on that. So something everybody's been talking about, I haven't really covered yet, was the Martin reboot. It's definitely our favorite show from the 90s. Some people are like, no, leave it as it was. Let us remember it as it was. Some people are like, yeah, we're here for a reboot. I am like on the fence because Martin was definitely the show of the 90s, one of the best black shows of the 90s. And it was super hilarious for that time. I feel like some of the jokes, some of the light skin, dark skin, kind of not, it wasn't really blatant light skin, dark skin, but he was always on Pam, nappy headed, calling her ugly, horses, dogs, all types of rodents and animals. And Gina was kind of held up on a a pedestal. And I mean, he talked about her head, but it really wasn't that serious. But I don't think that's going to fly. So is it really going to be as funny as it was back then? I'm not sure. They're all in their 50s or if not approaching 50. So I'm not sure they should be doing this. I hate for it to come back and it bombs, it tanks, and then that's what they're going to be remembered for. So I'm like, kind of like, I kind of want to see if they can do it. And then I kind of want to keep it nostalgic to me as remembering it from the 90s. Last season was already, you know, weird as it was because the whole Gina Martin situation with the sexual harassment and what have you, where they weren't filming together at one point. So I just want to keep it where it was, kind of, I think. No reboot for me. I say no. All right. So next thing I definitely want to discuss was something that everybody is ranting and raving and cannot wait for: getting their outfits together, getting ready to be queening on them in these streets, kinging on them in these streets. Black Panther. I'm so excited for that to come out on the 16th. Haven't decided on some crazy outfit yet. Probably going to take me and my kids. My son was Black Panther the Halloween before last, so he's going to wear his costume. Not sure what me and my daughter are going to do. Definitely wear my Afro wig. Might have to throw one on my daughter and be up in that movie theater. But I do want to talk about the soundtrack. I am so, 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 so happy that Kendrick Lamar and TDE, they got to do that soundtrack, because we deserve that. Absolutely deserve it. Like, it is awesome from start to finish. I just can't with all the melanin that's pouring out of that soundtrack. I love it, love it, love it. I listened to it at least 6 times already. I'm definitely not going to be the end of that. I'll just keep it on repeat. I'm so excited. But of course, with all the excitement around this movie, there's always going to be a hater. So there's some tweets rolling around stating that Black people need to calm down. This is not a move. This movie is not a movement. It's a superhero movie, for goodness sakes. I mean, can we have our shit? Can we have our things? Like, let us have our things in peace. Like, let us celebrate this movie. This is rare that this happens. You're lucky they didn't make Black Panther some light skin, blue eyed person, and they're actually using, you know, Africans and African-American people, like the most dark-skinned people I haven't seen in a movie in forever. So I'm super excited about that. So just let us have our stuff. Like, this is a movement, because I don't know if the light had not been shed on so much racism and things like that, that they would have done this movie. I think they're kind of trying to smooth us over a little bit. I mean, stay woke, so to speak. But like, I'm just happy that they're giving us this movie, and I cannot wait to see it, and I'm going to purchase it, and I'm all for it. I'm happy about it. All right. So that's all I have for y'all gathering around all my news and stuff. Just a little bit of information, a little bit of how I feel about the Martin reboot and Black Panther. And rest in peace to the young lady in Colorado. Like I said, you guys stay safe out there and try to love one another a little more. And speaking of love, Valentine's Day is coming up. So I definitely want to give you guys some of my favorite tracks, just a few snippets of my favorite love songs. Well, some of them, I have too many, but just a few of my favorite love songs to get you guys in the mood for Valentine's Day. All right, so to get into the spirit of love, I have picked 2 of my favorite love songs for you guys to listen to, bring back some nostalgic times for you, times when you were in love or when you were falling out of love and sad, and you know, but Valentine's Day is all about love. So one of my favorites is Beauty by Drew Hill. Oh my God, Drew Hill is like one of the best, I guess you want to call it a boy band or R&B male group. I just love them. Nothing that they did was terrible until they got old, but just love them and brings back great feelings. And Beauty is her name. Oh,
goodbye. Until the next time we speak, I hope that I can make you mine. For another man steals your heart, and once your beauty is mine, I swear we will never be apart.
Walks by me every day.
Just love that song. It will never get old to me. Can always bring that back up. It's just perfect. The next song I have for you guys is also from another male R&B group, also one of the greatest as well, and that's Jagged Edge with I Gotta Be. Cuff someone for Valentine's Day, and I wish you guys the best of luck with your Valentine's Day gifts and things like that. Women, treat the men as they treat you for Valentine's Day. Make sure you guys, you know, show your love and appreciation. All right, so let's get into our main topic, and this will be friendventory according to Star. So this is all going to be my categories of what I think the type of friends you should have in your friendventory. So the four types that I have, of course, would be a best friend / confidant. That person is literally your everything. Then you have the nurturer. And this person is normally very motivating, kind of your voice of reason. They just are just so full of love, and you just can't help to be in a good mood around them. That's that type of nurturing friend. Then you have a friend that's more of like an equalizer. Equalizer will be somebody who just keeps you honest with yourself, and they just keep it a little too real sometimes, but you definitely got to respect it when you're up on your high horse. They're not afraid to knock you back down, level you out, equal you out, so to speak. That's why they're the equalizer. Then you have your accountability partner. This person definitely helps you to stay on task and achieve your goals. They are just all around super organized and just a person that you need to make sure that you stay on task, because we can definitely get distracted sometimes. And out of those four types, I think I'm kind of a mixture of, I'll probably be everything, which is like the best friend, the nurturer, and then the equalizer. Definitely not the accountability partner, because I'm busy as it is, so I can barely keep track of my own schedule, let alone try to kind of keep track of what someone else is doing. I may check in, see how it's going, but I can't really be responsible for making sure you do anything, because I'm barely responsible for myself right now trying to balance everything. So definitely just the best friend, the nurturer, and the equalizer for sure. Definitely probably more of an equalizer than anything, because I definitely have been told I keep it a little too real. Working on that, but I mean, you know, I mean no harm. Let's see. So definitely want to do this friendventory episode, because as we get older, we definitely have to evaluate our circle of friends. A lot of people try to hold on to friends because of the the amount of time that you've been friends. You definitely feel like you have some type of, have to have some type of loyalty to this person, no matter how they treat you, no matter what, if they're not moving anywhere in life, no matter if they're always about drama. Sometimes we feel obligated to keep these friends around because we've been friends since grade school type of thing. I'm here to tell you that is not what you have to do. We have to understand that friends definitely grow apart. Like, you can definitely still be cordial with each other, not saying you have to have a knockdown, fallout, drag out, you know, type of thing go on so you're not friends. You can just definitely amicably split and kind of like just keep in touch, kids' birthdays, your birthdays, how's it going, how's everything, how's the family type of thing. But you definitely don't have to be around this person all the time, especially if they're not feeding what you have going on. Definitely we have to know that friends definitely grow apart, and it's perfectly fine. Like, you don't have to hate each other, you can just grow apart. So definitely cover, you know, don't feel obligated to, you know, be with those friends. Some people also, out of, in addition to wanting to stay friends because of the amount of time you've been friends, people also feel like they keep these friends around for convenience. So you may have a friend who, you know, they don't really do much, and they're always available if you need somebody to watch the kids, or they're always available if you ever want to go out and have fun when none of your other friends are available. So they're that fun partner, that partner that can always go out. They don't have any kids, or they can easily, you know, get a babysitter. So they're always there when you call them to go turn up. So you, that person might not be any good for you. You guys might fight and argue. The only thing you have in common is you like to turn up, but you try to keep this person around just for that, so that you have that one person to go out with, but they mean you no good at all. Like, don't keep friends for convenience either because of what they can do for you, because that could kind of bite you in the end. Like, you kind of want to do people how they do you. Like, don't use people is what I'm saying. Don't be friends with people for what they can do for you. So definitely, friendships should always best serve you, not in a selfish way, but in a way that you're not the only one, that they're not the only ones benefiting from the friendship. So it definitely has to be like a 50-50, kind of like a relationship. You don't want to be that friend that's always, you know, nagging, complaining, convinced to your one friend, but that friend, whenever they need you, you're not there type of thing. It needs to benefit both partners, and it should definitely benefit you in the ways that you feel the friendship should benefit you. So always keep that in mind. It's not a selfish thing to do. Just keep in mind that you have feelings as well. You need somebody to be there for you as well. And if that's not happening, then you definitely might need to part ways or kind of spend less time together type of thing to spare any blow-ups from happening in the future. So I'm going to get into the four types that I discussed: the best friend, the nurturer, the equalizer, and the accountability partner, and kind of go into some traits that these people have and go into like a little bit of detail about it. So with the best friend confidant, they're pretty much your everything. This is a very important person in your life. It's the first person you think about when you make plans, when life events happen, just the first person you think about everything. Some shit happens, you're like, ooh, bitch, let me tell you. Like, they're the first person that you call type of thing. And definitely they're always a shoulder to cry on. Like, when you can be definitely vulnerable around this person, you can cry and it's okay, and they'll console you and what have you. They're just, you know, they're not there to judge at all. This person also, they pretty much take a bullet for you. Like, anything goes down, they're popping off, they're ride or die. You need to go key somebody's car, they with you. You got to go choke somebody up, they're right there. Like, they're down to get locked up with you if need be. This person's also pretty forgiving. You know, we're not perfect, and friends do fight and they have arguments. And as long as it's not in any way that's disrespectful towards each other, most people can kind of, you know, forgive each other and move past it. So this person's definitely forgiving when need be. And also with a best friend, like, you don't have to be around each other every single day. You don't have to talk to each other every single day. But if there's ever a part where you guys split, whether you had a fallout or somebody's moved out of the state or what have you, somebody's busy working, can't really talk to you, whenever you guys do link back up, it feels like no time has been, you know, taken away. You just pick right back up where you left off. To me, that definitely, you know, signifies a best friend. Like, you guys can never, like, just it won't be weird with any amount of distance or time between you guys, you know, talking. It's just never weird. It's always like, you know, you never left each other's side. Best friends also like your comfort zone. Like, you feel comfortable being your 100% self with this person. You can be goofy. You can, you know, be mad. You can be sad. You can be bitchy. You can be whatever. And it's fine. They know you. They know when to leave you alone. They know when to console you. They know when, you know, it's your comfort zone. You can pretty much do anything. They're kind of like you're in a relationship, like a real deal, kind of like your partner, but no sexual things happening. So they're like, you know, you can, your relationship, your partner, your boyfriend, girlfriend, fiance, wife, whatever, husband, should be your best friend. But then you also have that person that is, you know, pretty much second to them. Like, they, you can pretty much do all the same things with them, type of thing. All right, so that's my definition of the best friend type. And then my nurturer. So the nurturer, that person is definitely motivating, also the voice of reason. This person just has a nurturing aura, like a mama. They might not even be your mama, but they just have this mama bear thing where they just take you and they just wrap you and they just want to protect you and they want to make sure you're always happy and you're not sad and that you're motivated and that, you know, no one talks down on you and you don't talk down on yourself. They're just this really, really, really sweet person. They're always positive. Like, you can come to them venting about the most negative shit. You have said nothing positive in this 2-hour conversation, yet they are still like seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. Just nothing seems to bother them. Nothing seems to get to them. So they kind of, you kind of try to strive to be more like them in that sense. This person's great at consoling you when you're sad or angry. They share your same energy, no matter if it's good or bad. They can sympathize is pretty much what I'm saying there, is they can put themselves in your shoes and they can feel what you're feeling at any given moment because they've also been through it, or, you know, they're just really in touch with people's feelings where they're just like, you know, I get it. I understand. They also are like the best at giving unbiased advice. Like, they never try to be on your side in situations. They try to see, you know, both sides of things and give you, you know, the best decision for you to make, or not really a decision. They don't really like to tell you what to do because they don't really like it to fall back on them. So this nurturing type, what they do is just, you know, give you both sides, tell you the way, the pros and cons, and you make your own educated decision from there. They're definitely really unbiased, and that's, it's always great to have an unbiased friend. But you also need to have that best friend that's ride or die and that's always on your side as well. But definitely the nurturer will give the best unbiased advice. And for our equalizer, this is real deal. Keeps you level, keeps you honest, keeps it a little too real with you sometimes. But hey, we all need that person that's going to tell us, look, bitch, this dude's cheating on you, or this job, you hate it, or this person's not treating you right, or this person doesn't have your best interests at heart. You need that person to kind of knock you down off your high horse when you're feeling like, you know, what you're doing is above everyone and what you do no wrong, you know, that type of person, that they can bring you back down to reality and remind you where you come from if you start straying away. So the traits of an equalizer would be they are just super brutally honest. Like, they don't mean any harm at all, but they will give it to you real 100%. Like, they don't sugarcoat it at all. They don't see the benefit in sugarcoating anything, because you got to keep it real with people. You can't soothe egos and things like that. You really need someone like this in your corner at all times. They're definitely not for the sensitive types, for sure, because they're brutally honest. Like, there's like no filter as to what they say. It may be 100% true and you 100% agree and you know you got to get your shit together, but how they're going to say it is probably not the best way to say it, but they love you nonetheless. So this person definitely calls you on your shit without hesitation. They are not afraid to knock you off your high horse. And they definitely mean well, like I said, but comes off abrasive and insensitive. So definitely gotta have a strong, lots of confidence and be just a strong person, and to be able to voice, like, if this person is saying something to you that you think's a little off and you're like, hey, whoa, wait a minute, you need to talk to this equalizer and let them know, hey, I understand what you're saying, I get it, I agree, but could you probably, you know, say it like this next time or something like that? Because like I said, equalizers are very abrasive, but they definitely love you and they don't mean any harm. All right, let's get to our last but not least. And the type of friend you need to have in your immediate circle of friends in your friend inventory is accountability partner. This person helps you stay on task and helps you to, you know, reach your goals. You guys might have little vision board parties. This person's super organized. They really, really want to see you win. They, you know, help you stay on task as far as your goals and your projects. They also help you organize your ideas in order of what's easily attainable. So you might have like a little vision parties, and they're that person that likes to do those type of things where you guys sit together and you talk about your goals and what you want to do, and then you put it in order from what is easiest to obtain. Or you have this huge goal, but you're going about it backwards, where you're going to be working 10 times as hard to get it done if you do it this way. And you guys can sit and brainstorm what could you do first. Like for instance, with me, I want to get into really heavily doing the makeup artist thing. And I'm getting into modeling first, because if I get into modeling, that's big. I think that actually grew my followings when I was doing professional photo shoots. So now I'm getting out there more, so that can kind of creep in on the makeup. So I think social media is such a large tool to use, and I don't think I was utilizing that to its fullest potential. So I feel like I was working backwards, trying to get really out there in the makeup thing by not really utilizing social media. So that's what I mean by if you're working backwards, instead of, you know, doing things that will gain, like will make things easier for you, this accountability partner will help you to organize your thoughts and find ways to get you to your end goal fastest, easiest, not really easy, but easier than what you were trying to do in the beginning type of thing. They're just pretty much like your personal assistant almost. But not paid. They're paid in love, but they definitely, you know, super organized. Somebody you need. I know, like for myself, my accountability partner, my circle would be my good friend Demi. Like she's so organized. She keeps me on track. She's witnessed me double book, forget that I had something to do for her and plan something ahead. Like I am horrible, and she has been there to talk me through and to help me organize my thoughts, to help me get things together and stay on task and gather my entire life, so to speak. So we definitely always need the accountability partners. So that's it for the four types of people you need to have in your friend inventory. And they don't all have to be, it doesn't have to just be one of that type of person. You can have more than one best friend. You can have more than one nurturing friend. You can have more than one equalizer. That might be a little rough, but you can definitely have more than one. You can definitely have more than one accountability partner. That definitely helps. So don't think that you're stuck to having just four friends in your circle. You just need to have, everybody needs to have these traits is what I think. Like I said, this is according to STAR. It's not the law. So this is just the type of people I think you should have in your circle. So now that that's said, we also need to cover the good, the bad, the ugly. So we definitely have to go over the type of people you don't want, like in your friend inventory, like at all. You know, everybody has their shit with them. Nobody's perfect. Everybody has their moments of weakness, when they're negative, when they have so many issues. They're just draining your entire life with all the phone calls, with all their issues. They're territorial, they're selfish, they're needy. Like everybody has these moments, but I'm talking about these people who this is all they are. This is who they are as a person. Just, you have not seen any changes. They are just who they are, and the relationship is really draining your life completely. So really quick, so I can wrap this up, I'm gonna go over the types of friends we do not need in our friend inventory. So we definitely don't want a negative Nancy. This person is always criticizing everything that everyone does, judging, even judges you for things. Just, they never have anything positive to say. They never seem happy for you or excited for you or have the same energy about anything that you're excited for. They're like a Debbie Downer, negative Nancy, just terrible, just blah, just trash. Like, we don't need those type people in our lives. They kind of drag us down. They don't motivate us. They make us second guess ourselves. Like, just, we don't need that in our lives. And the second type of friend I call a Vogue friend. Vogue friend means this person just has too many issues, like Vogue magazine type of thing. So this person is your Vogue friend. They have way too many issues. You're pretty much their emotional release for all of their issues, everything. They never have anything positive to bring to the relationship. They just use you as a venting, like a vent, I won't say punching bag, but like they just vent. You're just there to listen to them all the time. You're on the phone for like 2-3 hours and they're just doing nothing but venting. They have issue after issue after issue. They're just so down, so depressed, so sad. And they don't seem to be doing anything to get themselves up out of that situation. That's your Vogue friend. And we definitely, that person can drain your energy, and you really, really, really have to protect your energy these days. Because that stuff can rub off on you, and you don't want your energy compromised at all. All right. So third, we have the territorial friend. This person does not play nice when your other friends are around. They seem jealous and dismissive when you discuss your other friends. You kind of have to give them a pep talk every time they're around your other friends. They're just not very friendly when it comes to you having other friends, which is the problem, because if we're friends, you need to understand that I have friends. I have a whole friend inventory, and every friend does something different for me. So I'm gonna need for you to just stay in your place, whatever place that may be in those categories, to stay in your place. And if you can't play nice, then maybe we don't need to be friends, because I need to be able to have my friends mingle and the vibe be good. All right, so then we have our selfish friend. So this person is self-explanatory. They're pretty much mostly or all take and very little or no give at all. So they're always just like taking, taking, taking. You're always doing things for them, you know, picking up the bill, buying drinks. Doesn't even necessarily have to be monetary. It could just be you're always showing up for them at functions and they're never showing up for you. And you're always going out of your way to make sure when they need help, they help you. But when you need help, they're nowhere to be found type of person. This person's very selfish and pretty much only want they're one of those people who are holding on to the friendship probably because it's convenient to them, because you're always there. So definitely, you know, be careful of those selfish friends. And then lastly, this has to be probably, if I had to choose out of these five, it would be in the top three. If I had to put them in order of what irks my nerves the most, it would probably be the needy friend. Like for me right now, I am super busy with life. And I love all my friends dearly. If you are my friend, then you're lucky, because I don't really like people that much. And I'm really big on vibes, and I pick up on people's vibes. And if the vibe is bad or your personality is too much for my personality, I just can't with you. So it's hard for me to find friends who can balance me out. So when I do, I cherish my friends and I love my friends and I do anything for my friends. But if you're my friend and I'm busy, I don't need you throwing in my face I never answer the phone. I don't need you, oh my God, we ain't friends no more. You're not my friend. You don't love me because I'm busy and I'm working. Like, you need to calm down. We should be able to go weeks and months without talking and then pick right back up where we left off if we're true friends. Like, it should not be an issue. I'm not your boyfriend. I'm not obligated to talk to you every single day. I'm not responsible for texting you back in a timely manner. Like, I'm busy. I have a life. I have kids. I work a 9-to-5. I have like 10,000 outside projects outside of working a 9-to-5 and my kids. Like, I don't have time. Just know that I love you. I'll shoot you a text every now and then. I'll try not to miss birthdays and important things, but you have to understand and be mindful that people do get busy, and especially when they have tunnel vision trying to be successful. Like, you can't keep throwing it in their faces that they're not answering the phone, or, you know, they don't love you, they're not friends. It's not the case. They have tunnel vision. You have to be mindful. Don't be so needy. Your friend's not your boyfriend. Like, if I'm not giving you any dick or vagina, like, you need to calm down. Stop being so clingy. Calm down. And that's pretty much all I have for the friend inventory. I will post this up on my blog as well, and it will be airing today. And you can always go back and listen to it on You Choice Radio. Go to the menu, go to podcasts, and click on According to Star to re-listen anytime that you want. You can find me at According to Star on Twitter, at According to Star on Instagram, and on AccordingToStar.com, where you can listen to the podcast there as well. And also, you can read the readable version of the friend inventory as well. So you can put it in your archives, print it out, hang it up at your desk, frame it, whatever you may need to do to remind yourself to protect your energy and have the best people around you and love one another and practice human kindness and admit your flaws and just be there for people. And that's pretty much all I have. Thank you for listening.